This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Whoever thought learning new words could feel socially responsible? A website called freerice.com is an English vocabulary game. It explains its purpose like this. For each word you get right, we donate 20 grains of rice through the UN World Food Program to help end hunger. The site began in October. It says 30 billion grains of rice have been donated so far. The United Nations World Food Program does not really get rice. The donations are given in the form of money. Advertisers whose names appear with links at the bottom of the game pay for the rice. Individuals can also become sponsors. Words are presented with four choices of answers. Players click on the one that best defines the word. If they answer correctly, they get a harder word. If they choose wrong, they get an easier word. Spoken pronunciations are also provided. Currently, the Free Rice game has 55 levels of difficulty. Players rarely get past level 48. Does Free Rice make any money from this? That is one of the frequently asked questions on the site. No, it does not. Free Rice runs the site at no profit, says the answer. Internet businessman John Breen created Free Rice. Since October, 570 metric tons of rice have been donated, enough to feed about 1.5 million people for one day. The game is said to be especially popular with college students and young people who visit social networking sites. Jennifer Parmalee is a World Food Program spokeswoman in Washington. She says cash donations help the agency to buy food locally and transport it quickly to where it is needed. For example, with donations from the site, rice for Nepal was recently bought in the area at half the world market price. Bangladesh, Cambodia, and Uganda also have received food through Free Rice. Over the last 9 months, though, the cost to secure food aid has increased 55%. Jennifer Parmalee says this is the biggest crisis the World Food Program has faced in its 45-year history. She says creative projects like Free Rice are badly needed right now. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. To learn more about the world food crisis and to get transcripts and MP3s of our reports, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.